Can you relate to Selma's sacrifice, maybe on another level, but have you ever sacrificed something for your son or your family, sacrificed something in your life or your career?
I'm not sure. I've been very lucky because I have a very big family and a big group of friends that all live in Iceland, and sort of we've been at each other's children's births and you know, funerals and that sort of thing. So and I think we all are pretty eccentric, I guess, compared to most. So I think there's a lot of freedom there, that each person can just be what they are. They don't really have to sacrifice most of their integrity. But I guess that's something maybe I'll figure out later in life. You know, it's when you're bang in the middle, you don't realize. But I think maybe I related more to one event that happened to me 4 years ago, when 30 reporters tried to interview my son live on TV, and became very aggressive, and that's I'm a sort of person that I've never hit anyone, you know. So to be physically aggressive is something that that's never happened to me, and that was definitely sort of defending your children. Sort of, it's a very different energy than to defending yourself. You know, it's that superpower that women with baby carriages get when cars drive and they just stop them with one hand, and it's I mean. And I think also having a child, I think any parent, and I don't think that's something that is necessarily a goodness in me. I think that's everybody who has a child. If they were asked if they would die for their children, they would say yes without even thinking. You know, I think it's nature. It's about survival at the end of the day, you know.